Hey guys, what's up? It's High Raider Room back with another video. Now today we are going to talk about, we're doing rework. Obviously, I read the book and I say it's chapters. If you're new here, you're going to want to follow if you're kind of interested in what I do. I just mainly read this book and I will be doing another podcast about something else. So hopefully by today, I'll try to do it, or by this week. I don't know, but definitely this week. So let's get on with reading this chapter. Nobody likes plastic flowers. The business is full of professionals who wear their uniform and try to seem perfect. In truth, they're just stiff and boring, and no one can relate to people like that. Don't be afraid to show your flaws. Imperfections are real, and people respond to real. It's why we like real flowers and not real plastic ones. Plastic ones that never change. Don't worry about how you're supposed to sound and how you're supposed to act. Show the world what you really are, like warts and all. There are beauties in imperfection. This is an essence of a Japanese principle of wabi-sabi. Wabi-sabi, okay, I know I'm pronouncing that wrong, but I really don't. Just say it with me. Values character and uniqueness over shiny facade. It teaches the cracks and scratches and things should be embraced. It's also about simplicity. You strip things down, and then you use what you have. Leonard Curran, the author of a book on wabi-sabi, gives this advice. Pare down to the essence, but don't remove the poetry. Keep things clean, unencumbered, but don't sterilize. It's beautiful to put it away. Leave the poetry in what you make. When something becomes too polished, it loses its soul. It seems robotic. So talk, you really talk. Reveal your thing to others that are unwilling to discuss. Be upfront about your shortcomings and show every latest version of what you're doing. Even if you're not done yet, it's okay. It's not perfect. You may seem not as professional, but you'll seem more of a genuine. Yeah, tell that to Nintendo with their Switch OLED. We have no clue if the Joy-Con drift was finally fixed, or if their processor is actually good, and if the screen resolution is better. Anyway, that's it for the chapter. I hope you guys enjoyed. Smash a like, and if, like I said, you're interested, follow twitch.tv/highraterharoon. That's where I will be streaming. Same username as my current podcast and basically everything else, like on my Instagram and my YouTube. By the way, we should check that out if you don't mind. And I guess I'll see you all later. Like I said, I will do something, a podcast about something else, hopefully today or tomorrow. See you later.